are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic activist and strategist. He's a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, and he's now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. Michael is among the very, very brave local residents of Washington, D.C., who actually ventured into the nation's capital on Tuesday, despite many road closures and other security lockdowns, in order to witness the inauguration of our 44th President, Barack Obama. He joins me now to offer his thoughts on today's events, as well as what he expects in the early days of this administration. And Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Happy to be here on an enormously historic day. And while it was complicated for me and many to get into town to bear witness to this historic moment, was worth all of the pain and inconvenience. It has been quite a day for America and for a lot of us personally who have been able to share in this in person, and I'm sure for many who listen on the radio and watch on television as well.
Michael, what struck you most today? You mentioned the historic nature, obviously, the first black president this country's ever had. There was obviously his speech, which touched on a variety of subjects. What memories will you take away most from this?
You know, the speech, first and foremost, and I mean no criticism to any of our former presidents of recent days, but Barack Obama is such a gifted writer and speaker himself. My guess is much of that speech he wrote himself. And that's, I think, important because it suggests that it really comes not only from the mind of Barack Obama, but also from the heart. And I, frankly, Greg, I thought the speech was fabulous. It had soaring rhetoric as well as a down-to-earth quality. It was filled with personal humility, yet, you know, great love and great hope for America, despite the crises abroad and at home that we face. And I think his call to be patient, yet to be positive, to have a good attitude about the future, and to be prepared to sacrifice, not just for a little bit or for a little while, but really for the long haul to make our country better. And I he didn't use the Lincoln phrase, though he's done a lot of Lincoln stuff in the last few days. But, you know, he really called, I think, on our better angels, as President Lincoln did 100 and some odd years ago. I just thought it was a terrific conclusion to an election season, an election day, and a post-election period that has been one of apprehension, but also of great hope. So I think his line somewhere in the speech about the both the price and the promise of our citizenship and our freedom will ring true and for many years to come. It was quite a day and quite a speech.
Michael, obviously the sleeves will get rolled up relatively soon, perhaps even later today, but certainly in the next couple days. You mentioned the sacrifice. How do you expect him to articulate what exactly that might be?
Well, I mean, there is where, I guess, as they say, the rubber hits the road. But I think we'll start off. He'll be asking Americans, one, to be patient, that the problems we have were not made in a day, nor will they be solved in a day. But he will focus on the economy. Huge sums of money will have to be spent to unfreeze our credit markets, to get our housing market back to some semblance of order, to get our 401ks and other investments back to a reasonable level so people can at someday retire with dignity. Any of these would be a challenge. All of them together is almost an unbelievable, insurmountable mountain to climb. But I think my sense of Barack Obama is that he is a problem solver. And much like Americans, when confronted with a problem, they roll up their sleeves, as you pointed out, and we'll get to it. I actually think his the biggest stumbling block for Barack Obama in the next 100 days or even 1,000 days may indeed be his Democratic colleagues on the Hill. I have a sense that this man, who had been a fairly liberal member of the Illinois State Senate and for 4 years a United States Senator, has really quickly figured out that the way to get things done in America, in our political system, is to be firmly planted in the middle, which does my heart very good. And I think he's disarmed a lot of his Republican enemies and confused a lot of his left-wing or liberal Democratic supporters. And I think he's ready to roll and will find support in quarters quite unusual in recent times. I think he will go beyond a lot of the old left-right partisan divides and put together some common-sense solutions that'll be equally good for Republicans, as for Democrats, as for independents. And if he solves one problem, we'll go on to the next. Confidence will build, and he could have a very, very successful presidency.
Michael, about 90 seconds left here. And as you've mentioned, he has disarmed some on the right. A lot of people impressed with some of the folks he's picked to surround him and help him solve some of the problems with these key issues. What do you see as some evidence of that? What are some of the ways he's shown that he's probably more moderate than a lot of his base may have even thought?
Yeah, well, I mean, first, the national security team he has put together with a strong Secretary of State like Hillary Clinton, a former Marine Corps Commandant Jim Jones. I mean, he's really put together a foreign policy team that is tough-minded and strong. And in his inaugural address today, I think he had the wonderful message to the Muslim world that we are indeed your friends and we want to join with you. Our hands are open, but we have to be met with more than a clenched fist. I think this is a message that moderate Arab governments and the millions of Muslims around the world who want to be friends with the United States, who don't embrace terrorism, want to hear. I'm hoping that his moderate tone in foreign policy is one that can be very successful with Democrats and Republicans alike. But also, if you're a Republican, I think his calls in his speech today about being careful with the taxpayers' dollar, not spending aimlessly, and also, I guess, quite directly postponing a number of the tax increases that, if you will, he articulated during the campaign, but upon getting reelected, assessed the situation in our economy and came to the conclusion that tax cuts in the teeth of a recession and perhaps even on the cusp of a depression would be the wrong thing to do. So he's a flexible leader, one that's looking for common sense solutions. He's not wedded to ideology, and boy, I think that's exactly the kind of tonic America needs right now.
Michael, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. We certainly thank you for your time on this historic day.
All the best, Greg. Thank you.
Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic activist and strategist, partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. He's a former chief of staff to Senator Joe Lieberman. This is Dateline Washington.